Up Island, everyone spoke sign. Chilmark, Martha's Vineyard. Soundless, their words became tactile, shaped in the hands. They thought little of it, so many deaf on the island, the hearing ones bilingual, signing instinctively, function or eloquence at their fingertips, on the tips of tongues. And the deaf were just that, deaf, as they might have been tall or raven-haired. No one saw anything amiss. Farmers, fishermen, shipwrights, shopkeepers, they knew their customers. Deaf and hearing intermarried, speech palpable between them, deftly knitting the silence, its invisible strands. Architecture student. Given latitude and map, she fixes Venice for her site plan, conjures up a floating opera house mid-canal, anchorless, flung against no sky, its matchbox chambers, a spatial music. The professor wants a story, persuasiveness of line, meta-geometry, not lived-in stories, cracked plaster, gutters and plumbing. It doesn't have to hold water, just hover over the mind's grid. You have to learn, he says, how to play, how not to fasten things with bolts and mortar. Design no place to be, but to imagine being. Depth of field. Victorian photographs. Could we keep it up as they did, 5 or 10 minutes at a stretch, poised and exposed, before the slowed shutter shuts us down? A sigh, absent-minded shift or blink, and the image blurs successive selves together. Could we gaze at time's measured passage without a flinch, look truth right back at it, our characters deepening visibly as we sit, waiting for nothing more than to stop the wait, mouth taut, eyes remote or anguished, a presence surfacing we hadn't known inside us.